www.thebeatmedia.com.
America tonight, coast to coast, and all the nooks and crannies in between. Some of you have some great temps going on in the upper 70s and 80s, while the rest of us are roasting. Do you know the high in Dallas, Texas today was 108 degrees? Whew, that is hot. That's where you just have to ignore the whole heat question. The common denominator when you're on an elevator with somebody and they say, it sure is hot, isn't it? Yeah, and you just don't even acknowledge them. let's not talk about the heat. Maybe it'll go away. Speaking of heat, the heat is on at the London Games. The U.S. and China tied with 17 medals so far in the early going. Lots of Olympic events to be played out in the pool, on sand volleyball courts, on hardwood courts, and lots of other venues, too. So it's only just begun, and so many of you are watching because I'm getting lots of emails about what's happening in this sport or what's happening here and how many medals do you think they'll win, probably in light of our medal contest. Mitt Romney and Barack Obama are duking it out for the right to call Israel theirs, essentially. Romney says nuclear Iran is the number one national security threat, while Barack Obama embraces Israel and comes up with $70 million to give to the Israelis so they'll be able to have a shield against certain missiles, and that has to do with Iran. So we got medals, we got missiles, we got politicians, and we have conversation that continues to brew about gun rights versus gun control. What is the future for gun policies in this country? What do you think the policy should be? Should it just be up to every single individual state, kind of like we have it now? Or should there be some kind of a federal law, a bigger version of a federal law? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I see the judge on Supreme Court, Scalia.
Yes, Scalia.
About gun control now. He said the Second Amendment might have to review it again because they made a ruling.
Yeah, he's talking about, he actually made a good point. He said that the problem is horrific weaponry. For example, when the Second Amendment came out, you know, there would be a misdemeanor if you walked around with a head axe. That was the example he gave, or a cannon where you would just could just blow people away. And he thinks that that's what's going to come back around again. And he's right, because, you know, this is like assault weapons and that kind of stuff that we've already seen that. So we'll see that. He's right. We'll see that come back around and then make a decision on it. But it is interesting the how people are tiptoeing around the issue. Because it is, I think it is, you either say, yeah, we got them, or we don't. Certainly we can talk about controls in the sense of bigger background checks or not being able to order 6,000 rounds on an internet site and nobody asks any questions about why do you want the 6,000 rounds. You know, what is the answer, I guess, ultimately?
Well, you know, he's supposed to be a conservative. I just want what these teabaggers will think now. But,
yeah, he hasn't gotten much flack about it because of the way he described it. He was on a Fox Morning show when he talked about it, and he didn't get a lot of flack because he didn't say get rid of all guns, handguns, the right to defend yourself, that kind of stuff. He was very specific about horrific weaponry.
Well, that's a touchy subject.
It is touchy.
I mean,
it is.
If you want to get those guns, you can get them anywhere you want. I mean, they're out there. there's demand for it, supply is going to supply it like anything else.
I agree. There would be an underground, and I think if somebody, I think, Rick, and you and I know this, I think if somebody wants to get you, or if somebody is psychotic and they want to go after a group of people, well, look at the terrorists, what we see, the way you live in the Middle East, where somebody can rig themselves up, go into the market and blow themselves up, and you might be there, and that's it. So we could, you know, we can see that, and we have seen that in this country, bombs and other things. Grenades, whatever. So if somebody wants to do that, they'll find a way.
I see Romney's or Israel stirring up the Arabs again.
He stirred the pot. He stirred the pot with his comments. But I don't think it's going to have an effect on the election. But it was what he said was like pouring gasoline onto a fire.
Yeah, he's just pandering to the Jews. That's all he's doing.
Well, So the president is also pandering to Israel too, and to Americans with a Jewish background.
Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. That's they're just not friends.
Yeah, and that's been suggested by a few other people.
Needs to come to this great state of Illinois and go up to Freeport, explain to those people why his company, Bain Capital, is shipping their jobs overseas to China.
It's interesting. Rick, thanks for the call. He could pay the price for Bain. I don't think he pays any price for what just happened with the comments and the Palestinians getting upset over comparing the GDP in the two countries and the culture and whatever, and then being told that he was racist, you know, the comments back from that. I don't think that plays a part in the election. But the Bain Capital stuff and how many jobs went overseas and all those kind of things, and where did his money... Pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1870. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5923, $8,2962 for a half ounce, or $4,1481 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5923, $8,2962, and $4,1481.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Saying death and taxes. Nobody likes to hear the word taxes. That's why the politicians fight tooth and nail to claim that they're not the ones that are going to jack with the tax code or the system, but get ready for Taxmageddon, because it's coming to a neighborhood soon near you. How many of you are going to have a higher tax bill in 2013? And are you prepared to pay that bill? Are you prepared for the things that you'll need to know when you're actually going through your taxes? And since, you know, we're 6 months to the end of the year, it's never too early to start planning so you don't feel the pinch and that horrible thing that happens in the pit of your stomach when you actually go to get those taxes done. Mark Stever, the Chief Tax Officer with Jackson Hewitt, joins us here on America Tonight. We've talked with him before, actually, when taxes were being done back in April. So it's fun to have you back on the show. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Great to be here. Good evening.
So I'm sure, when you're off somewhere at a party, you have to be the most popular guy to be cornered, to be asked about, geez, what can I do with my taxes? What am I going to do with what they're talking about in Washington? Do people ask you all the time about the loopholes and the code and what does it mean for them?
It does come up quite a bit. It's arguably the single largest financial transaction in most people's, year. And, people are hypersensitive to it these days as the economy continues to struggle. So anywhere that they can look to, improve their situation, make their refunds a little larger, save some taxes next year, it's always a good topic. And it doesn't just have to be someone who does taxes all the time. These types of conversations are taking place between everyone, not just in April, not just when you get that W-2. Especially the prudent investors today. I think Americans have become a lot more savvy and a lot more sensitive, and they recognize that to have a better tax situation, you need to act on it. So right now, in the middle of the summer, you're right, it's not really the normal tax issue, but with all the activity between the election and Taxmageddon, as you pointed out, these discussions are going on, and people are always always interested in saving an extra dollar, you know, planning for next year, especially if it's not something over complicated, which is my general advice to people. There's no magic silver bullet anymore. The tax code is very complex. You have to chip away at it and take every advantage you can, and you can't start too early.
Yeah, you know, talk about taking advantage of everything you can. Do you tell people to sit down and map out their life and remember what's happened? Like, did they adopt a child? There's tax breaks there. How about if you get a house, a new job-related expenses to that? And I'm sure there's a plethora of other things. Do you tell people to sit down and think about that first?
Well, it's funny. It's a great point. You hit on a couple of great tenants there, you know, and part of one of the things we put out was kind of an alert last week or a press release saying now's the time to start thinking about it, because people always say, what's your big tax tip, you know, whether it's in tax season or right now. And what I tell most folks is that, quite frankly, some of the biggest tax savings and some of the biggest tax impacts come not from tax legislation, although we're certainly sitting on a bounty of those this upcoming year and even this year and next year, but most of the tax changes that happen to people, good and bad, and mostly good, having to do with life changes in your life. And it's not so much the got married or got divorced or had a baby. Those are pretty common, as well as buying a house. But, you know, the more subtle life changes of losing a dependent who ultimately became independent and moved out, or your income level changed up or down and you may now qualify for a tax benefit that you have not historically, or a life change of going back to school or being displaced from your job and becoming self-employed, which completely changes your tax landscape and the types of records and documentation and things you keep track of. So those life changes are critical to watch for. And that's why, again, we kind of are talking about this topic and why we put it up the article mid-year is a great time to reflect on a host of things. One, to kind of get a barometer on what your situation is and what your tax profile is and whether your withholdings are large or your refund's going to be similar. But more importantly, it's a good time to, you know, keep it simple, but take note of what's happened so far in your year from a life change perspective and what you're anticipating the rest of the year. And then, you know, kind of taking a mid-year check of it and then putting those documents or putting that analysis or putting those notes, whatever you want to do, you know, I always recommend keeping it simple, but putting that aside so that next year, when your tax situation comes up in January or April, you're not scrambling to remember everything that happened all year long. You can look back at this small piece of paper that you spent a half an hour on a Saturday doing and say, you know, we did have this happen, and I did do this, or I did do that, and then it helps improve your tax situation. I've seen it time and time again.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about the withholding. I'm always stunned by this, how people forget, they don't remember what they put until the end of the year. So I bet you're advising people that one of the things you do is look at your W-4, am I right?
Absolutely, and that's really, you know, that's probably the key action item. A lot of this is not something that you need to rush out or have an analysis performed by a CPA or a tax attorney. I always recommend to everyone, and I do it myself, it's not something that's over elaborate, just take your last year tax return, or find last year's tax return is usually a bit of a challenge for some people. Take that June 30 pay stub, or at least your June 30 activity up to that point, if you've had a few jobs or you're self-employed or a combination, you know, take that half a year of information, double it, you know, June 30 is halfway through the year, and then start in the margin of that last year tax return, writing in the numbers that would represent a full year amount, and just kind of ballpark in to see what's the same and what's not the same. And if things are mostly the same, then your situation will probably end up being largely like it was last year. If you owed, you'll probably owe again. If you're getting a big refund, you'll probably get a refund again. But the point is, and an excellent point that it is if you're getting a big refund, just like you did last year, one, that's comforting, but perhaps you might want to adjust your withholding, adjust that W-4, and for your listeners who are not aware, that's the form that determines how much withholding you have on each paycheck. But you can adjust that down a little. I don't recommend taking it all at once, and reduce some of that refund for next year and get the money now if you need it. Alternatively, if you found that you owe this year, as you did last year, and it was a struggle to write that big check, unpleasant though it might be, you might consider adjusting your W-4 and putting a few dollars more aside each paycheck so that you don't have to write that big check in April and take a little bit of a hit each time now, as you said, for the next 6 months. So adjusting your W-4 is really the key action item for kind of evaluating where you are right now. But But now's a good time. You have plenty of time left in the year. But you need to do something just to understand where it is and not just go with chance or hope or, you know, maybe it'll work out. It's not as fixed as you might think in terms of your outcome for next year's tax return, but it certainly will be if you don't do anything.
Yeah, I like that. Don't rely on chance or hope. Okay, we keep talking about this word taxmageddon, and that's because we don't know what's going to happen with the Bush tax cuts, for example, the fiscal cliff we keep hearing about that we're going to fly over January 1st, but that will definitely change a lot of people's fates and fortunes when it comes to taxes. So when someone asks you about that, you know, it's going to mean that there's going to be the loss of deductions. What are some of the things that you could lose in those deductions?
Well, you know, the word taxmageddon has been kind of hyperused of late, but it really is the culmination or the combination of several events which are unique in our history. We've not really had so many of these things happen, and I'll keep it at a high level for your listeners. But basically, you've got some provisions within the tax code that are expiring, and they expired back on January 1st of 2012, so they're kind of already gone. And there are tax benefits that taxpayers have gotten really accustomed to getting and using. There's the tuition and fee deduction. There's a teacher out-of-pocket expense deduction. There's a couple of other elements, one of them associated with the alternative minimum tax that makes it more pervasive. And historically what's happened is the Congress and their impotent wisdom ultimately, you know, reflect on it and pass a patch or retroactively put the benefits back into place. Well, this year they've not been able to get to an agreement on that yet. So for many taxpayers, they've lost some benefits for even the current tax year. And those are what we call the extender provisions and include a couple of those items. So many taxpayers may have already lost some benefits for this year that they may have expected to be, you know, put back into place, in many cases retroactive to the first of the year, and they wouldn't have noticed it. Well, so far that's not happened, and, you know, with the political gridlock that's currently going on, it's not likely that's going to happen until after the election. Second of three elements has to do with what they call the Bush tax cuts, and those are some tax benefits that affected a variety of Americans. You've seen the agreement on the regular taxpayers, but not the high-income taxpayers. The point being, those are 2013 implications. So for taxpayers who are watching that element of the taxmageddon, you know, that's a 2013 hit that taxpayers are going to take. Mm. Again, some of these benefits that are enjoyed by a variety of taxpayers are not put back into place.
Sure.
They don't affect 2012 so much, but 2013. And the third part is the alternative minimum tax. That's also come to play because it's had a bunch of provisions change. Again, for 2012, without a fix, more people are going to, pay that. The expectation was that some of this would be fixed and fixed retroactive. That's just not been done yet, and everybody's waiting until the election to see how that turns out.
Yeah, no kidding. Great way to end this. Mark, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Great. You have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you soon. But watch for the end of the year. It certainly will be a wild ride.
I agree. Thank you.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Way is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Way will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Is this one a recall, an onion recall, expands actually to a couple of different states and even hits other products. Boy, I'm an onion hound. When I was a kid, my mom told me I used to pick up onions like they were apples and bite them. And I still today love onions. So pay attention for you onion lovers. This is for you. The onion recall is from a Southern California grower and a food processing firm, basically, and it's led to other products. Gill's onions, excuse me, initially, that was that onion, initially issued a voluntary recall of production of onions on July 18th. They thought that there was some kind of contamination. It now includes diced, slivered, whole peeled onions, diced onions, celery mix, that were shipped to California, Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Montana, New York, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, and Washington. And there's a whole list of recalled products. So if you want to see the products, because Listeria is serious, it causes It can cause fatal infections in kids and older people with compromised immune systems. You get a high fever, you get headaches, you get nauseous and abdominal pain. It's terrible. Certainly people have died from listeria. To find out the products, just go to, just look it up easily. And it's Gill's Onions LLC, and you'll see it. But there's a ton of products like bean dips. There's Trader Joe's salsa, barbecue chicken salad. And think of how many things have onions in it. That's a pretty tough one. That's pretty, that's pretty scary, actually. Onions, that's like what has corn in it. You know, corn, fructose, and other byproducts of corn. All right, let's move on to this one. This was a huge story that broke over. An 11-year-old Texas girl who was criticized for the way she did the Star Spangled Banner at a Major League Soccer match. And the parents of the little girl, they're defending her. They're saying it's mean and hateful, the attacks. Harper Gruzins from Coppell, Texas, said it wasn't her best performance. She did it Saturday at the Dallas-LA soccer match, but she said she had trouble hearing herself and the echoing from the public address system and all the cheers from the 22,000 people who were there. So her performance was characterized by, oh, these people are so mean, at deadspin.com as the worst national anthem rendition ever, exceeding the bad performances of Steven Tyler and comedian Roseanne Barr. Oh, that's awful. That's nasty. I don't know. There is sometimes you have to have hands off, right? An 11-year-old who they have come in to do the national anthem, who isn't used to performing. I mean, why'd they have her come in the first place? They must have listened to her before they had her come in. I mean, come on, give me a break. Finally, there is justice for some folks who had a baby snatched from New York Hospital in 1987. The woman who stole the newborn more than two decades ago and raised the kid as her own has been sentenced to the 12 years. Ann Pettaway of Raleigh, North Carolina, was sentenced in Manhattan. She pleaded guilty in February to kidnapping, saying she took a train from her Connecticut house to a Harlem hospital. While she was there, she said she scooped up Carlina White, a 3-year-old who was brought to the emergency room with a fever. Carlina's birth mother, Jo White, says Pettaway robbed her of 23 years with her kid. Oh, that's just awful. The case was solved by Carlina herself because she was suspicious of her identity. She matched a photograph of herself with one on the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's website. We talked about this when this story happened, the fact that she was just felt like something wasn't right and looked on it. And sure enough, she solved the riddle. So here she was raised by this one woman, and she ends up turning her in. What a crazy story. But you have to feel for the woman who lost her child and for all those years had to deal with that and then finds out that she's alive, no less. And this whole story comes tumbling out. One of the stranger stories, but it's happened before, and here it is again happening. Mm. Imagine being knocked in the dark after power completely is zapped. Well, some of us have been through that. We've talked about being emergency prepared because what happens when, boom, boom, out go the lights. Check this out. Northern India's power grid crashed Monday. So you got trains all over the place that were stopped. Hospitals, airports had to use backup generators. 370 million people, more than the population of the U.S. and Canada combined, sweltering, swooning in the summer heat. The blackout, one of the worst to hit India in a decade, really shows the need for the nation's inability to feed the energy problem that they have. They're trying to become an economic power. They got problems with energy. It crashed about 2:30 in the morning because it couldn't keep up with the huge demand for power in the summer. And the grid, of course, feeds a lot of the nation's areas, the capital of New Delhi and the Dalai Lama's Himalayan headquarters and the world's most populous state. So when it crashed, it really put people into serious misery. It was the first time since 2001 that the Northern Grid had collapsed, but the demand for electricity is soaring. So they got to figure out what they're going to do to combat this, because they're losing half the time. People are ripping it off, or something else is going on with the power deficit. So they are in a serious pickle there. Serious, serious problem as to what they're going to do. Poor Michael Phelps. Everybody is attacking this guy. He's one of our most decorated Olympic athletes, and just because he's not doing much in these games, and when I say he's not doing much, he hasn't had much opportunity. He swam the swim of his life in at least a leg in a relay, and he didn't win the relay for the Americans. There's going to be another relay chance on Tuesday, but didn't win, not because his lap was lax. He was great. He got the Americans ahead. So there's this picture that's been circulating that was taken, I guess, maybe months ago. He had a short haircut. He has a short haircut at the U.S. Olympics trials. But in the photo, his beard, he's got a beard, and he's got long hair, sort of like hiking-length hair. Who cares? And this is his mug shot, his Olympic badge. He says he's proud of his official photo, as it's pretty hard to recreate. Because remember, what happens is there's so many athletes, they get stopped and they have to have these official IDs. So in his photo, he doesn't look like Michael Phelps in a way. He looks like an just everyday guy, where he's got a coat on and sort of raggedy hair and this little bit of a beard. So, you know, whatever. When if you're in an Olympic competition, you're going to have some lousy ID photos. How many of us have terrible driver's license photos? I don't understand. They got to get off this guy's back. Now they're picking on him because of photos? No. You got to leave him alone. Let him do his thing. And leave it at that, for goodness sake. Oh, ridiculous. All right, continuing here on We Can Count. Boy, there's so many different directions. This was a tough edition to do, actually, because there was so much to talk about. It's about the numbers, if you just tuned in. Everything is about numbers. So we created this interesting segment called We Can Count. How about D.C. paying kids $5.25 an hour to go to summer school? Did you ever go to summer school? Isn't it more like punishment versus I'm going to give you some scratch to go to summer school? I'm going to pay you off, so to speak. Well, the district is paying 305 students with poor academic and behavioral records to go to summer school. The Washington Examiner broke that story. The ninth graders earn the money hourly to participate in the Bridge program, and the idea is more incentive. They fill the school with at-risk kids, and kids that were flagged were asked about it and told that this would be their summer jobs by going to school and learning. We will pay you hourly to go to school and learn so we can get our test scores up. How is that? If we could just get our test scores up, it would be so much better. I mean, give me a break. You gotta love this country that you can be doing terrible in school, yet be forced to go to a summer school where you're getting paid. What about all those other kids? We're gonna pay the kids who are on the cusp of being expelled, who have all kinds of problems, not just academic problems. Come on. And please don't think me harsh, because listen, whatever you can do to get kids to learn is a good thing. But that's not a way to get them to learn. That's a way to get them to make some money simply by doing what they should be doing. We're heading to the mailroom next. We'll be right back.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House number 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods is over tomorrow. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends tomorrow.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
I promised a trip to the mailroom here in America tonight. And so, as I put on my shoes, I want to remind everybody, you too can email the show. We always get a ton of great email. This is an awesome audience. I think a lot of you like to chew on things that we say. Sometimes you call. Sometimes you send thoughtful emails. So how can you be part of the email brigade? Just go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada-bing, you are in. So let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, indeed, we have mail. What I like about this kind of mail, too, is there's no bills, baby. Ooh, how sweet it is. This one comes to us from Ryan, who says, Kate, I am so sick of hearing about the sick, twisted shooter from Colorado. I'm a 27-year-old guy. I dig your show. And I like the fact that you've talked about it, but not so much over the top. You know, I got to tell you, babe, I've been flipping around, and that's all I hear. Wah, 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 wah. I feel so awful for everybody who suffered through that just for going to see the Batman. But this guy, James Holmes, doesn't need any more publicity. We need to lock him away. Touche. We do need to lock him away. They have evidence that the attack, I think they have evidence that the attack was premeditated. So that makes this insanity defense probably a little bit difficult. He's got 142 counts in all in the shooting rampage at that midnight showing of the Batman movie. And, you know, sadly, this is going to be hard for the people who've had to deal with this to put it away. But this is going to drag out a little bit because the way the system is, I hate to tell you, Ryan, it takes a long time. And even with the mountain of evidence, this easily goes into next year. Okay, here's one from Bob listening to us in Vermont. I love the Olympics. I wasn't so sure about it. Sometimes I'm slow to start, if you know what I mean, Kate, to get involved in the games. But as usual, it's stories about some of the athletes I like, and I start to follow them, much like I would do with my New York Giants, although it's for a short period of time. There are some things I will absolutely not watch, like equestrian. No offense to rich people who ride horses, but I could care less. Things I do like, though, are tennis, and I know there's a snicker in there somewhere. And I do enjoy cycling as well as all the obvious sports like track and field, swimming, and whatnot. I would imagine that it's a toss-up between swimming and track and field as to what's more popular. Well, also gymnastics. People like gymnastics a lot. I'd say gymnastics, swimming, yeah, are right there on the top. And with the way sports is swinging now, look for some different events to be included. And every year that's what happens. But sure, I think I think the swimming and the track and field would probably be the hottest. Would be the hottest thing for people to watch. Maybe I've watched diving, and actually the diving was pretty good too. So what do I know? Let's move on to this one from Kelly. Hello, Ms. DeLay. This is the first time that I have emailed the show. I cannot stand seeing photographs of the redheaded moron. The guy who dyed his hair red and was such a chicken, you know what, that he goes to a theater, watches a movie, then springs bullets on people. We need to lock him away. In fact, I hope it is a capital case. I agree with you. Is this guy mentally ill? What role did it play? Who cares? I heard somebody debate that today, and they were taking his side. I could hardly believe it, and I only feel for the victims. I don't think that that's right to have that kind of conversation with so many people listening in the great state of Colorado. Yeah. Well, if I was driving down the road and I was the grandmother, mother, whatever, daughter, sister, fiance of any of the people that were killed, I would be not listening to anything whatsoever because the airways are filled with so much of what happened. And I frankly wouldn't want to hear sympathy for the guy who murdered my family member. Are you kidding? Forget it. Mm-mm. All right, there was a crooner named Tony Martin. Anyone familiar with Tony Martin? 98 years old. That's decent living. He died of natural causes in his Los Angeles home. How about that? You live till you're 98, you die in your own house. He was friends and a peer of Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra. He sang a couple of hit songs, There's No Tomorrow, Begin the Begoon, I think that's how you say it, To Each His Own. I've heard some of these songs. My grandfather can remember him maybe playing a couple of them, especially To Each His Own. He was a movie star guy. He played lots of different parts. He was in 25 movies, and during the heyday of Hollywood musicals, that's when he was really, really super big. And he was hot in the 30s and the 50s, and he was a big nightclub guy. So I think the key thing here is, boy, 98 years old. That's a, like I said, that's a long time to be at your own house, and then boom, natural causes. Wow. And like all movie stars, he goes to Hillside Memorial Park in Culver City. They're doing the funeral arrangements. Mm. But not too many contemporaries of Tony Martin's were alive. That's the thing. When you, when you're 98, how many people are left around you? Kids, if you had kids or grandkids, or how about this, great grandkids, which probably helps, keep you alive. Anyway, the Tony Martin thing I just kind of threw in there because I was thinking about some of the emails that I've gotten about the Olympics and the music for the Olympics. Well, it's like the theme that you hear on NBC. Got one here from Big Jake who says, what's up with the music for the Olympics? It seems like they've tweaked it or changed it in some way. I used to like the old theme. Can you tell me what they've done? Well, the answer to that is no, I can't tell you what they've done. They've just freshened it up is what it is. And they've changed, I think, some of the, a little bit the melody of it, but you can still hear threads of it because it was so popular that when you hear the do-do-do-do-do-do, people knew it was the Olympics and all that's still in there. It's just a different, I think it's just a different modernized, in a sense, version of it. But it's interesting that you noticed it because I noticed it. It's one of the first things I noticed. It's one of the first things that hit me when I heard the games. It's very subtle, though. I think if somebody heard it that remembers the old theme, I don't know, if they weren't paying attention, I don't know that they would really recognize that it's that much different. Here's one from Fred, and Fred, I think, is going to be our last email on the show. Fred says, Kate, what's going to happen to the U.S.? I watched the men's gymnastics. I'm not even a gymnastics fan, but I was rooting for the USA, and they were terrible, making mistakes right and left. Can they bounce back? Well, in the individual, be interesting to see what happens, and sure, they can bounce back. You can always have a horrible performance and bounce back, but they finished fifth. And China won once again, so that's back-to-back gold medals for China when it comes to gymnastics. Then there was a weird thing with Japan where they got a penalty that was deducted that was then given back to them when they argued it. So Japan came in second, and Great Britain came in third. That was really interesting. The Brits exploded. So you get the idea. You can send me your thoughts. Just let it flow, baby. Whatever it's about, whatever you want to vent on, that's fine. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact. And once again, your snail mail will reach its final destination. And maybe yours will be shared on the air.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.